now, in a similar vein, another industry that is short of workers with the closed borders. The Restaurants Association has got a new initiative to match up hospitality staff with employers who desperately need them, called Te Puko Hapai Or. It's providing online resources, including regional opportunity boards, a displaced apprenticeship redeployment scheme, and tips for acing a CV. Chief Executive of the Restaurant Association is Marissa Bedwa. Hi, Marissa.
Good morning.
Is there anything you want to add to the previous conversation, first of all? Are you still lobbying hard to have workers allowed in?
Yes, we have been having discussions with government about this very issue as well. And we are, you know, we're working on training New Zealanders as well at the same time. We've got a lot of different initiatives in place that we are working on to support and help to alleviate the skills shortage that we have in our sector.
It's called throwing the kitchen sink at it a bit, your approach, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of everything, and something may work, hopefully.
Rather appropriately. I just did want to pick up on that living wage that was tagged on to this particular deal. What percentage of your industry is already paying living wage, actually?
Well, look, that's a good question. I can tell you that we saw an overall increase of 5% in wages within our sector between 2019 and 2020. So we are definitely seeing sort of wages increase across our sector. An average pay for a head chef, executive chef, sits at around 90K at the moment as well. So, you know, there's certainly, we're seeing some increases in wages for our sector.
It would still be a small percentage, right, though, and sometimes as part of marketing and, you know, their brand, to have moved to the living wage. Well, certainly those who tell everybody about it, that is the case. Are you a little wary of this precedent in some ways of a seasonal workforce being allowed in, but with that as the tag?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, in our sector where profit margins are between 3 and 5%, having sort of a living wage tagged to a program like this, yeah, it's food for thought, that's for sure. But I understand that the workers that are coming over are very experienced. And so, you know, it makes sense that experienced people would be paid slightly more.
Tell me what this initiative is that you have running to try and match people in the country to the employers who need them.
Yeah, so basically our worker support initiative is really kind of broken down to support workers in three ways. So we have our resources, as you mentioned, and the second part is really connecting people through job boards. We have 11 regional job boards with some of them having up to 27,000 people already attached to them. So it's a place where workers can jump on if they're interested in HOSPO or they're looking for work in HOSPO and be matched with employers who are looking for people.
Have you got 27,000 individuals on those boards looking for work?
No, it's employers and workers.
I see.
A combination, yeah, of both.
Is it roughly evenly balanced just as a matter of interest, or are there more people interested than jobs or more jobs than people interested?
Yeah, we have more employers, so we need more people.
How successful are you in making direct matches at the moment?
Look, at the moment, we have we've been doing reasonably well with matching. Whenever someone has put their hand up that's interested in hospitality, we have been pretty much almost every time able to match them with an employer who is looking for someone.
Are people typically those who've had some kind of experience in the sector before or some completely new to it?
So, many are completely new to it. And in fact, we're running a bit of training at the association to help, upskill people quickly in hospitality skills so they can better and more quickly transition into our sector.
You're also giving the applicant some really basic coaching on how to get jobs.
Absolutely. We're talking to them about how to negotiate an agreement. We're talking to them about how to upgrade their CVs and make it hospitality appropriate as well. So, yeah, we've got a lot of helpful hints on how to brush up your resume if you're interested in hospitality.
How big is that gap still, however? Do you have a tally of the nationwide vacancies?
At this stage, we don't, and it's changing every day as we're heading into the busier season, so those vacancies are increasing daily. But look, we are around 90% of our members in a recent survey said that they are struggling to find the people that they need for the vacancies they have.
At which end, by the way, are we talking at more senior roles or are we talking entry-level roles?
It's a mixture at the moment. We have been able to really get on top of those entry-level roles, and our sector have been really willing to, take on people with absolutely no experience and train them, which is great. But, yeah, where we're having the real issue is that mid-level to senior positions at the moment.
How have you got on with progress with Immigration New Zealand in more flexibility for those in the country on work visas but unable to move between places?
Look, we have had various discussions with Immigration New Zealand and we're still in the process of working out some of those details.
Not much progress by the sounds of it, Marissa.
Yes. Exactly.
School leavers at the moment and going to a time of year where university students are wrapping up as well. How are you trying to utilise this for even the short term?
Well, a number of our businesses have actually made connections with the local schools and have given presentations and talked about hospitality. So we've been really involved in many schools across the country. Just letting people know about our sector and, that it's a great place to pick up a summer job.
What about the stock take really on, I'm loath to even go there, a stock take really on what's happened with businesses closing doors, perhaps even since the second Auckland lockdown, we're well aware of some more cases as a result of that. How many businesses have simply had to close their doors due to COVID?
Look, we have seen a number of businesses closing their doors due to COVID. This has really culminated, I guess, in September, the trading month of September, we saw more businesses close. But October has been a stronger month, and November again, we've seen some really, really good progress in terms of the turnover for our businesses. But our sector has been hit hard by COVID.
Do you have a total for the year?
At this stage, we don't have a total, no.
All right, all the best for the summer season.